Welcome to the midday business segment on the Midday News Bulletin. 15 minutes past the hour of 2, and I'll be with you until the hour of 2:30. My name is Justicia, and in our first business item, now the Ministry of Health received emergency kits, reproductive kits, pardon me, and this was through the UNFPA, through the No Leaving Anyone Behind project. The health ministry this morning received emergency reproductive health kits and contraceptives through the Leaving No One Behind project, funded by the government of Japan and being implemented through the UNFPA in collaboration with government, civil society organization, and the Japan International Cooperation Agency. The project aims to contribute to gender-based violence prevention and response interventions in the context of COVID-19. The project recognizes that COVID-19 has worsened existing inequalities and thus targets vulnerable adolescent population. Now, Health Minister Kalumbi Shangula received the donation on behalf of the ministry.
UNFPA has been and continue to be a strategic partner to the ministry and to our country. This long-standing partnership has benefited our country in many ways, going back to the time before the attainment of Namibia's freedom and independence. As partners in development, we continue to collaborate in many areas to improve the delivery of public health care services for the benefit of the Namibian people. For Namibia to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals and the Universal Health Coverage Agenda, as well as our development agendas, we need to continuously enhance the provision of equitable health care services to all our people. As our President, His Excellency Dr. Hagim Chigegob stated, we must make sure that no one is left out. As we implement government programs and interventions, this is equally true for the health sector. The availability of safe, reliable contraceptives and other productive health products is one of the most important area for investment in public health. This is because it is important to ensure that women are provided with choices related to reproductive health. Our young people, especially the young women, deserve to be educated and empowered to protect themselves and to make the right choices regarding reproduction at all times. Equally important is that young men must be instilled with the understanding to respect the wishes and the rights of women. This must become the norm in our society. A woman has a right to accept a suitor or not. She has the same right to choose a partner or to leave when the relationship becomes toxic. Namibia continues to record high number of underage pregnancies around the country. For the 2020-2021 and 2021-2022 financial years, teenage pregnancies in Namibia stood at 14.54% and 14.95% respectively nationally, translating to more than 15,000 pregnancies among the teenagers per year. During the financial year 2020-2021, the regions with the highest ratio of teenage pregnancies are Kavango West with 24.3%, Kunene with 22.4%, and Kavango East with 21.1%, while the lowest are Comas with 7.76%, Erongo with 8.78%, and Oshana with 9.6%. For the 2021-2022 financial year, the regions with the highest pregnancy ratio are still Kavango West 23.9%, Cunenech 22.9%, and Kavango East 21.1%, while the lowest are still Comas with 7.4%, Erongo 8.9%, and then Oshana fell out and replaced by Karas with 9.8%. Teenage pregnancies have tremendous impacts on the lives of the affected young women. Not only do unplanned pregnancies disrupt the education trajectory of these young people, it may also give rise to other negative results, such as infections with sexually transmitted infections. There is also a risk of injury during birth, as the bodies of underage girls may not be fully developed. Many young women, after falling pregnant, suffer depression and may develop other health-related complications, such as miscarriages. Too often, many young people who fall pregnant end up attempting unsafe and illegal termination of pregnancies, resulting in injuries and even death. At society and national levels, maternal mortality rates may soar, for example, for young girls who have not developed enough to carry a pregnancy safely to term, or for women with underlying medical conditions. In some settings, young women who fall pregnant may be forced to get married, the marriages they are not ready for. They may also be compelled to leave schools, imperiling their education and their future. This means an uncertain future and a vicious cycle that will repeat itself. Non-availability of contraceptives does not only affect young women, it also affects older women who are still of childbearing age. Those who fall pregnant unintentionally or in an unplanned manner may experience an unexpected loss of income if they are forced to interrupt or even leave their jobs because they are pregnant. This exacerbates poverty and the suffering of families and households. It is for these reasons that there is a need to ensure that safe and reliable contraceptives are easily accessible, affordable, and available in a wide range of forms acceptable to all those who need them in all parts of the country. For those who receive contraceptive services from the state, the products are available free of charge. Again, we say no one should be left out. The availability of safe contraceptives have many benefits. Contraceptives prevent unwanted pregnancies. Condoms, which are also a form of contraception, not only prevent pregnancies, they also protect against sexually transmitted infection, as I said earlier. The importance of safe contraceptives can therefore not be overemphasized. The ministry endeavors to make contraceptive commodity available at all public health facilities free of charge.
Also speaking during the handover of the items is Loide Amongo, the officer in charge at UNFPA.
We are an agency that deals with sexual and reproductive health. Everybody is aware about this. We deal mainly with the three transformative results, particularly the ending unmet need for contraceptive, ending gender-based violence, and of course ending preventable maternal death. But in the ESA region, we also deal with ending HIV transmission. That's really the mandate of UNFPA, that is also aligned to the SDG, particularly those that are related to the universal access to sexual and reproductive health. When it comes to family planning, just as it was mentioned by Mr. Dibiyane, globally access to modern contraceptive services has increased, in fact, from 73% in 2000 to 76% in 2020. So this is really in line with the Namibia contribution to contraceptive increase. As Mr. Dibiyane indicated, that we are now at 50% according to the previous NDIS. However, also in line with what Namibia is doing, the unmet need for contraceptives rates continue to be highest among the adolescent. It shows that our adolescent also in Namibia, as you learned, it's lowest. The adolescents that are using contraceptives are less comparing to other age groups. So unmet need is really high in that age group. So it shows that various interventions need to be made at that age. And it's really through this support that we can address unmet need for contraceptives. The support that we are providing today is really part of the current UNFP country program of cooperation with the government of Namibia that is aligned to the Harambee Prosperity Plan, aligned to the NDP5, and of course to the United Nations Partnership Framework overall. UNFPA also estimate that the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted access to family planning, in fact affecting about 12 million women globally. So it's really in that context also of COVID-19 that we're able to mobilize these resources, especially from the Japanese and from the Together for SRH program, to support the ministry to address these emerging needs that are attributed to the emergency of COVID-19 pandemic. So today we'll be handing over contraceptives, reproductive health kits, and maternal health devices to the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Part of it is supported by the Japanese supplementary funding, and part of it is supported through the Swedish International Development Corporation, SIDA, which is really part of the Together for SRH program. Donation, actually the combined donation value is $115,000, which is about $2 million. And the contraceptives, I would just like to list them briefly. We have injectables, contraceptive, this is the Neuristrate, that 22 in quantity, these are under the Japanese supplementary budget. We have the reproductive health kits, which are male condoms. We are donating about 6,000 pieces. This is also part of the Japanese supplementary budget. We have the treatment kits, mainly for the survivors of gender-based violence, that are also under the Japanese supplementary budget. And then, of course, the implantable contraceptives. These are the implants that are also under the Japanese supplementary budget. The next three items, the aspirator, the implantable contraceptives, and the male condoms, those are part of the SIDA support, the Swedish International Development Agency that I mentioned earlier. So the combined value, as I indicated earlier, is about 2 million Canadian dollars. So we really trust that this contraceptive will benefit in particular the adolescent girls and young women, because we know that that age group is the one that really has the highest need, particularly those in the rural and the hard-to-reach communities. As you learn about the project, is to leave no one behind.
And that is what we are getting there. I see our time is almost up, but before we sign off, the United States Embassy in Namibia will be offering a series of intensive 5-day virtual workshops that trains entrepreneurs in the ability to tell their stories through engaging and informative minutes video. Now, the workshop will run from 7 to 11 October or November, pardon me, and the closing date for applications is the 24th of October 2022. The embassy said participants will learn from 1-minute academies, media educators, and network with professional peers from across the region. And upon completion of the workshop, participants will receive 1-minute academies proficiency certificate. Now, the embassy further explained that the workshop will address how photos and videos can be used to engage an audience, and how to set up and plan a 1-minute video production, how a smartphone or camera can be used professionally, and how to organize media files and edit a video on a professional software in one day and how to teach other people to make videos after the course. And that is what we are getting from the 1-minute academy training that the US embassy will be offering on the short videos, virtual video training program in Namibia. Now, this means that my time here with you has come to an end. It is 14:30. I will now cross over to Bishop will take you through a route of corruption. But for me here in studio, it's adios. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place.